frightened you? You still handsome, but just ask yourself, why did it frighten me to just look at somebody and wish them peace? Why was that scary?
I felt freedom, because I don't have to know you to hear that.
Then you feel freedom?
Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm.
So really, that means that really your desire for them to experience peace is realer than a desire for somebody to experience them peace who they're in a special relationship with.
I had an aha.
What's that?
It's that I can do it here because I feel they don't know me.
Right.
They don't really know my background.
Right.
You know what I mean? But with the people in my, you know, immediate relationships, that's kind of scary because I think, they know me too well. Mm-hmm. So I can.
And it's funny. It's funnier. It's funny too, because you said they know me too well, and the truth is, they're the ones who don't know you at all, and that's why.
Oh, I love that.
And that's why you can't tell them about prom night.
Yeah.
It's because they don't know you at all, but they're the ones who are special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, the price you pay for being the special one is that the fear of loss of your specialness will tempt them to hide certain aspects of themselves that they think would make you leave.
And that definitely goes for children.
Say it again. Yeah, the price you pay for being special, because you're taking care of a special need, is that the person will be tempted not to reveal everything about themselves to you because they are afraid they will lose you and you're taking care of their special needs. Wow. So they know less about you than the people who you really feel don't know you, who consequently you're not afraid of losing, so therefore you show them a more honest expression of all parts of yourself. That's why you would tell your friend things sometimes in relationships, at least when I was growing up, that you wouldn't tell your girlfriend. Or, you know what I'm saying, you tell your friends things you wouldn't tell anybody else. Why? Because basically, you weren't afraid of losing them, number one. They weren't, really, the one who was most special was the one you were most tempted to not be as forthcoming with.
Not be real.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel real special.
Well, that's what everybody wants. People would rather be special than to be in an honest relationship. If you had a choice between being special and being honest, special to win every time with the fearful mind. Fearful mind doesn't, honesty scares a fearful mind out of its gourd. Because a fearful mind believes that they can lose love, that love could somehow fail, that God could somehow fail, and they could lose whatever they got at any moment. So they're so busy protecting everything they think they have that they can't enjoy anything. Because they really think if they don't have that person, they wouldn't receive love. Or they wouldn't have that job, they wouldn't receive love. Or they wouldn't have whatever. So they're busy trying to maintain the form, not realizing that it's the content that they're in love with. So, you know, it's like shining up a tomb that nobody's in. keeping it clean. There's nobody there. The content is everything. The way we feel about each other in our hearts in this moment, that's the reality of this moment. It has nothing to do with the words I said from the Course in Miracles. At all. It's how much you're willing to open your heart in appreciation in this moment, and me too, for each other. Even though we're not trying to get nothing from each other. That is the first opportunity that we have to practice allowing people to come into our lives who appreciate us and share with us without a need to get, and they're also full. You ever want those people to come in your life? And I do. Then I want to meet people who have practiced with me these attitudes, because they're just attitudes. I'm not saying sign over the deed to your house. You know what I'm saying? It's like all spirit is saying is that, okay, you're sitting here in a room full of people. This is an opportunity for you to heal by realizing that you really don't know each other, so don't bring in your beliefs and values from the past and just appreciate each other and see each other for who you are right now. He says if you were to do that, then you would be taking the first step to attracting people to you who only appreciate you only. So, he says, all your relationships are blessed in the holy instant, which is what the healing instant, because the blessing isn't limited, everybody's blessed. In the healing instant, the sonship gains as one. We gain as one in this healing instant. United in your blessing, it becomes one to you. I am united in my blessing of everyone in this room right now. I want everyone in this room right now to be blessed. So now I am united with you in one blessing. Got it? See, Bonnie, that's what I'm supposed to be saying to you. It's in a relation with you. I am united with you in one blessing. I am united with you in just one. I just want you to just have just one blessing. Just a blessing. I'm united in you. I'm united with you because I want all of you to be blessed and safe and happy. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm united with you, is I want you to have peace. My body cannot unite with you. Your body cannot unite with my body. Bodies don't ever join. I don't care how close they get. It can be so close, it even looks like it's sex. It can look like bodies are even in bodies, but there ain't nothing happening. Because they never join. But you can let there be a symbol of the desire to join in innocence. It can be a beautiful symbol of the desire to join, but on the physical level, we can only join in purpose, join in goal, join in wanting us to have peace together. Joining happens at the mental, spiritual, yeah, heart level. And there's no way you could join with somebody at the mental, spiritual, and heart level and not experience the most incredible physical level of joining that you could have ever imagined in your wildest dreams. The meaning of love is the meaning that God gave to it. Give to love any meaning apart from the meaning God gave to love, and it's impossible to understand love. So now I'm going to tell you exactly how real love loves according to the Course. So it won't be no doubt the way God loves. God loves every brother as God loves you, neither more nor less. Okay? So real love loves us all the same. Nobody's love more, nobody's love next. Then it says, God needs them all equally, and so do you. So that means that what created us needs all of us the same. It needs me as much as it needs you. It needs you as much as it needs me. You're just as important as I am. Real love loves us all equally. See how it's pointing out the difference. Do I do that? Hell no. Okay, then that means I'm not doing real love. Oh, what if I'm not doing real love? What am I doing? Fear. Oh, so I'm calling fear love and then wondering how I could lose love. Oh, I'm not really losing love. I'm losing fear. You never ever lost somebody who loved you. You only lost a fear. Mm-hmm. That person that abandoned you, you only lost a fear. That was a fear abandoning you. Now, when you're insane, when fear abandons you, you will try to get it back. Amen. All right, okay, all right. So then it says, I need you all equally. Mm-hmm. It says, in time, you have been told to offer miracles as I direct. Now, this is really deep. What do you mean? You have been told that you should be offering miracles. Now, this is, of course, the miracles definition of miracles, because when I first used to hear that, it sounded like part the Red Sea or very least cold facts at 5 o'clock. Okay, so what it's saying is, we're being directed to offer correct perceptions. Because the Course says if we have a correct perception, it's a miracle.